How dare you say, why don't our children pray? Why don't our children come to church? If they don't see you come to church or me come to church, why would they come to church? Life and the devil, and the things of the world, and the fleshly lust and desires. There is something, you can do something every day of the week and never step foot in the house of God. You can have programs. You can be involved in society programs, job programs, school programs, and literally consume all of your time. To where all you're doing is, at the end of the day, trying to survive so you can get up the next morning and go back into your routine. What I'm simply saying today, the flesh versus the spirit is important. We need to be conscious of what the devil is trying to do to our society, to men and women around us. If I could busy you with nothing but things of the world and job and finance, and you got to go get your tires changed, or you got to cut your grass, and you can literally be so consumed by things of life that you wake up one day and instead of being 20 and your future in front of you, you're 80 and your future is behind you. Your life is but a hand's breadth, but a vapor. Only what's done for Jesus Christ will last. It matters where you go. It matters what you say. It matters how you act. It matters. You've got to get control of the flesh. We've got to get control of the flesh. And it takes the Almighty God intervening on our behalf. He died on Calvary for you and for I. That we could be overcomers. That we could conquer the evil one. By itself, the unregenerated heart produces all manner of evil and actions and attitudes. In Galatians 5, 19 through 21, Paul the Apostle enumerated 17 of these works of the flesh. Pretty long, revealing list. And then he adds at the end of naming all these adulteries and fornication, all these things, he adds, and such like. Letting us know that his list was incomplete. That's what he was saying. And such like. Our sinful cravings stem from the old nature. Our old nature. The convicted thief does not need to wonder why he stole and why he took what he took. Dishonest practices come naturally to fleshly human beings. The murderer does not have to look beyond himself to discover why he took the life of another. Murders are a product of the flesh and the fleshly desires and wantings. Yes, the laws of the flesh is what we're talking about. The flesh versus the spirit. Now I want to talk just a little bit about the law of the spirit. Romans 8 and 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What is that telling me? That is giving me the answer to my problem of fleshly sin and desires and the law of sin and death. I can be an overcomer with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Don't let anybody tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to be born again. You've got to receive that gift, that comforter, that guide, that anointing. You've got to be buried in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, fleshly sins. You've got to be washed. You've got to be made a new creature. You've got to have not only a renewing of the body, but a renewing of the mind. You know, everybody here that has a computer, raise your hand. Everybody. Back in the early 90s, late 80s, you'd say that in one or two. My dad's first computer was a Macintosh. little square box. It had little green lines on it. Man, this is cool. Look what that'll do. Y plus X equals. Wow, it did it. Now, you push a button. It's a commonplace thing. Everybody has it. Do you know on your computer you have a reset? Control, Alt, Delete. Control, Alt, Delete. Whoo! I just got a sermon off of that. You got to get in control. You got to get out of your old nature and alternate to your new nature. Whoo, hallelujah, that'll preach. And you got to delete the old nature. Yeah. Control, Alt, Delete. What are you resetting in your life? The flesh or the spirit? What makes you tick? Is it fleshly or is it spiritually driven? The flesh versus the spirit. What a contrast between the law of sin and the law of the spirit. The one brought death, the other brings life. Sin brought shame and disgrace. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost brings peace and joy. We are either governed by the law of sin or by the law of the Spirit. Amen. As gravity pulls an object downwards and keeps us gravitated to the earth, so our fleshly nature always takes us lower. There is a more powerful principle working in us if we are born again, though. There is something that is birthed within you that will give you power to withstand. If you are having trouble fighting in this life and world and you are having temptations come before you, let me encourage you, get refilled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is no longer in you if you're going back to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. You've got to die daily, Paul said. You've got to have a relationship daily. If you're having issues, get back in the altar and pray through. Get full of the Holy Ghost. It's not a one-time experience, sir. Pardon me, ma'am. It's a daily relationship with God. It's a daily consecration with God. It's a daily communication with God. The spirit versus the flesh is a battle. We're all fighting every day, every day, every day. We make choices. We make decisions in our life that affect not only us, but the people around us. And if we don't base it on Bible and spiritual things in our life, we are going to see a downward track. Look at our society. Look at our government. Look at our communities hurting and lost and confused. What changed in the equation? Well, we can't have the Ten Commandments anymore, and we can't pray in school anymore, and oh, how dare you have a Bible study at school anymore? When we turn our back on God, when you turn your back on God as a person, as an individual, you are on a downward spiral. I'm trying to tell somebody today, it's time to control, Alt, Delete your situation. Turn around about face and start going towards the spiritual things in life. Start allowing God to work on your behalf. You can't do it by yourself. You can't figure it out by yourself. Take it from somebody who has tried. You've got to have God in your life. You've got to have a relationship with God in your life. The Holy Ghost draws us upward. It draws us upward. We can be lifted above the corrupt ways of our past. Our spirits can be set free from our failures. This liberty is sweet to those who were at one time the prisoners of the world. You can be made free of those desires and those lusts and those problems and those situations. In the past, Satan mocked us when we stumbled and he stomped on us when we fell. His insinuation suggested to us that all was hopeless. He'll tell you, you can't make it. You can't live for God. You can't apply those biblical principles to your life. But I'm here to tell you, the devil is a liar. The devil is a thief. The devil is a blasphemer. The devil is a deceiver. Don't you listen to the devil anymore. Take a stand for Christ. The carnal, natural mind does not understand the spiritual freedom that comes from God and a relationship with God until you're full of the Holy Ghost. When you get full of the Holy Ghost, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Stop looking in your rearview mirror. Your reward is not behind you. Your reward is in front of you. Keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. People once bound. People once hurt. Look around you. People sitting here in these pews today. Once terribly bound. You'll see him crying. Pastor made his last altar call service. I come right over here and big old tears are coming. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because God's goodness and glory and mercy got a hold of me. I am so blessed that God intervened on my behalf. When I should have been this, he made me that. When I should have been there, he put me here. And when you realize, when you truly realize that you've been delivered from sin, oh, it'll make you want to shout. Oh, you'll begin to rejoice. You'll begin to clap. You'll begin to praise. And when you get tuned into the Spirit of God, when the music starts, you might not know the song. Half of them I don't know. I sang one the other day I didn't fully know. I was scared. But when I got to that part in the verse and I began to realize that God had done that for me, worthy, oh God, you are worthy. You are righteous. God, you are my provider. God, you are my healer. God, you are my sure foundation. When I messed it up, you fixed it. When I fell, you picked me up and set me on my way. How does that come? That comes from getting out of the flesh. Start looking towards the Spirit. Let me encourage you this morning. You can do it. You can do it. Stop playing with the world. Stop trying to be hot and cold. You're lukewarm. You can't ride the fence. One old preacher told me years ago, if you're on the fence, the devil's already got you. It makes sense. It makes sense. Fruit of the Spirit. It's unnatural for us to produce the fruit of the Spirit in fleshly, earthly bodies. We all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, for fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others, Ephesians 2 and 3. Only Christ's Spirit can make us fruitful. Only the anointing of the Holy Ghost living within us makes us spiritually productive. Amen. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to be full of the Holy Ghost. There is a battlefield. There is a war going on. You can't see it. You can't hear it, but it is going on. It is happening. Some of you are sitting in the pew right now and you are fighting a battle in your mind, and your mind is drifting to the left and to the right. I'm calling to order today. Hear the word of the Lord. Take control of your flesh. Let the anointing of the word of God speak into your life today. Get rid of the old nature. Get rid of the old man. Put all that stuff behind you and walk away from it and start pressing towards the mark of Jesus Christ. I close with this. A long way to go, but I'm closing with this. Matthew 26:7. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Brother Baggett preached several weeks ago about the alabaster box and this lady coming and anointing him with the oil. What I noticed when he was preaching, the cruse of alabaster stone that that woman brought to Jesus was not important in itself. The cruse was only a flask. It was only a container. It only held the oil. Far more valuable was the spikenard, or the oil that was in the vessel, in the alabaster box, a fragrant oil. The woman's critics, when they saw that she had anointed Jesus, they questioned in their minds, why was this? Why was this waste of ointment made? Sometimes you and I as Christians, we get so focused on the container that's holding the oil that we forget it's not the container that holds the oil, but it's what you got inside the container. God doesn't look on the outward appearance. God looks at your heart. What motivates you? Is it flesh? Or are you walking in the Spirit? When I was about 19 years old, we went to Hearst Castle in San Simeon, California. William Randolph Hearst built a mansion there. Humongous. He imported antiquities, walls of gold and artifacts that countries would not even ship out, let go out of their countries because they are national treasures. The two things that impressed me the most in that whole tour. Number one, the library was incredible. They had one-of-a-kind books there, hundreds of them. I could spend days there. It was incredible. But the thing that sticks out in my mind the most, he received a present from some king or potentate way back when. They don't have the present to show you. They just have the box that the present came in. When originally given, it was worth from $4 to $6 million. Now they deem it priceless. The box that the present came in is deemed priceless. But with the present inside, you're priceless. You're priceless. You're worth something. You are somebody. You matter to God. He wants to fill you with that presence. He wants you to have that Holy Ghost. He wants you to have that joy and that peace, that understanding. You can have it free of charge. We've got to be full of the Holy Ghost. The flesh versus the Spirit. If you'd stand all over the building, my time is gone. Church, we are moving forward. God is opening doors to people's hearts who have been hard for years. God's anointing. You know, I prayed this morning in the prayer room, God, when people just drive by here, let them be drawn to the house of God. When they come in, let them feel your anointing and your presence. Because when you have the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life, you'll never be the same. And then you can withstand the devil. And you can fight the flesh that we all have. We were all born human, but we have to be reborn with the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, bless us today. Thank you for every man, woman, and child. Lord, let us move forward. Lord, you build this church. You said, oh God, unless you build the church, they that labor, labor in vain. Lord, we don't want to labor in vain. We want to build this church to be victorious. We want your comfort of the Holy Ghost to be in each and every one of us. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Greet somebody. Welcome to Harvest Time. Glad you are here. Thank you for being an adult Sunday school. Come back in just a few minutes for worship. In Jesus' name.